Hey everybody, this is Stelly Efti.
And this is Heaton Shah.
And today on The Solid Tip, we're going to figure out if founders know how to feel their feelings or if they're just thinking them.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
So here's why I wanted to quickly talk to you about this. Anybody that's been listening to The Startup Chef for a long time knows we have talked a lot about the inner game of being a founder. Like, and we've talked a lot about it. We have a good amount of episodes around managing your emotions, managing your states, managing other people's emotions, because it's an emotional game. And if you don't control your feelings, they might lead you astray and into, you know, problematic situations. One thing that I recently kind of discovered about myself, and I wanted to quickly unpack with you for founders, because I thought this might be useful to people that listen to us, is this realization that I had about myself that, you know, I think at some point at a young age, I started realizing that I can't quite fully trust my feelings. And if I just act on my emotions, I wreak havoc, you know, and I create all kinds of problems. And so I started focusing more on controlling my feelings through my mind and through thinking things through and not acting immediately and slowing it down and de-intensifying my feelings and analyzing them first. And over a long period of time, very subconsciously over decades, I think that I mastered, like I kind of overdid this to the point where over the last many, many years, I think I thought most of my feelings, especially the negative ones, right? So I could tell you, here's a situation that I think I was hesitant in and probably was driven by some kind of a fear, but I didn't know, I didn't feel fear, or I didn't feel hesitant, or I didn't feel nervous. I just thought, I'm probably nervous in this situation, but it didn't have a physical sensation. And for many, many reasons, I think that that's not a good idea. It's not a good idea to just think your feelings. I think it's a much better idea to actually feel them, be present for them, not let them overwhelm you or run away with you, but not run away from them either, but actually being fully present for the feeling. And then you can still decide to think things through at times before you act. But I, you know, as I was thinking about all my friends that were CEOs and founders and entrepreneurs, I was wondering if this is maybe not so unique of a case and what the downside, let's just talk about that. The potential downside could be for founders who've kind of lost touch with their feelings, who've lost the ability to feel their feelings and are just so cognitively focused that all they do is, all their internal experience is always just in their head, in their mind, thinking and analyzing. So first, throwing that out there, does this make any sense? Does this resonate? Do you think I'm crazy alone? Or do you think like, yeah, most founders are like that. That's totally normal. That's not special at all. Like, what's your initial reaction to this?
Yeah, I would say that there's a few kind of factors. So there's two factors that come to mind for me as to like how you deal with this or how this comes to be. One factor, which is probably the biggest one, is your personality. And personality